You're listening to Rhema for Today.
They mentally agree that he was raised from the dead for our justification. But they go right on living just like they did. It doesn't change their life. He said, when you read and believe with heart faith, it changes your life. Can you see what he's saying? When you really believe in your heart, with your heart, that Christ is the Son of God, when you really believe that he died for your sins according to the scripture, that he's raised from the dead for your justification, it changes you. It changes the way you live.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. Next, on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Faith is the result of the Word dwelling in us. I don't mean the Word committed to memory, memorizing scriptures, that's good, but I don't mean that. When I say the Word living in us, I mean the Word lived, the Word practiced, until it becomes a part of ourselves. But how does that come about? We meditate in it. We think deeply into it. We feed upon it. The Word becomes a part of ourselves. This word of faith builds into us confidence and assurance. Hallelujah. That's the way it works. Now then, let's talk a little bit more before we come back again to what faith is. Let's talk a little bit more about what faith isn't. We have pointed out to you that it is not hope. We pointed out that it is not natural human faith. You see, hope says I'll get it sometime, but faith says it's mine. I have it now. Natural human faith or sense knowledge faith says, well, when I see it, when I feel it, I'll know I have it. Now, that's the kind of faith I tried to get healed by. I know I stayed bedfast 17 months. I didn't know the difference. We're not criticizing people. For if I did, I'd be criticizing myself. We'd not be belittling people. For if we did, I'd be belittling myself. But I'd pray. I was bedfast. The doctors gave up on me. They said I had to die. Five doctors. And I'd pray. Well, Mancher, you fellowship with God. He's going to bless you because you're his child. And I'd get blessed. And you get blessed. You feel lifted up. There's a state of ecstasy. You see, and basing my faith on my feeling, I'd say, well, I believe God's heard me. I believe God's heard my prayer. I feel like he has. Because, you see, I felt so good, you know, spiritually. Then I'd start examining my heart. It's not beating right. This will date you. Younger generation can't appreciate this. But I'd say a lot of time my heart was beating like a T-model Ford hitting on one cylinder. Now, anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, see, just only a few do. We got you dated, you know. Those old T-model Fords, you know, a lot of times they'd be sort of like a, I remember my grandfather, his brother. I was just a little boy, about 8, 9 years old. And so he bought a new Ford, you know, about 1926, 27 Ford, you know, T-model, that's what they had, Model T. And so you had to crank them, you know, didn't have a starter, you know. He cranked the thing, cranked and cranked, lived out about, 3 or 4 miles out of town, and got it started all right, but the thing was missing. You know what I mean by missing? Spark plug not hitting or whatever they had. What did they have? They had those old, what do you call them? Magneto. And so it was just a jumping and a jerking, see? And the whole thing, you know, the fenders, you just jump and jerk. You know what I'm talking about? See? Well, he jumped and jerked all the way into town. And so he went into the Ford garage where he'd bought the thing. See, it's new, just a few days old. Drove in, what's wrong with this thing? Well, the fella lifted the hood and he said, it's missing. He said, "Why, he said it was all there and I left home." He thought he meant the motor was missing. Well, those old T models would do that, you know. They just jump and jerk, and that's the way my heart would do, no rhythm to it. Just jumping and jerking. And I'd start crying. And I'd examine my lower part of my body, particularly. I had some use of the upper part, but I was practically totally paralyzed. And then I'd start crying. I didn't just do that one time, folks. Dear Lord, I've done that so many times until it's embarrassing to tell it. I mean, you couldn't count the time. Seems to me like I must have done it thousands of times. You're bedfast 17 months and nothing else to do 24 hours a day, you know. Because nearly every day, you know, you'd pray and talk to God and be blessed. And I believe you heard me. See, but my faith was based on what I felt. You see, your faith can't even be based on the blessing of God because you feel blessed. Your faith's got to be based on what the Word said. Are you listening? And so then I'd examine my heart. Oh, I've done it so many times, seeming like thousands of times. And my body, and then I'd start crying. So, oh, Lord, and I'm not making fun of me, you know, but I just started crying. I wept many a tear. Then I cried and prayed and prayed and cried and 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 cried and prayed and prayed and cried. And I don't even tell the half of the story. And you can do a lot of praying and you can do a lot of crying and a lot of feeling sorry for yourself, but that don't get the job done. I stayed just like I was. Now why? Because you see, my faith is based on my physical senses, my natural human faith, not based on what God's Word said. Now then, there is something else that's very closely associated with natural human faith, and some people call it mental assent or mental agreement. Now, I read first, and I try to give people credit where I read first, you see, because some other people say the same thing. But after that I was healed and raised up from the bed of sickness and out into the ministries, I read some of John Wesley's writings. John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church, you know. Now, in his writings, in his journals, to begin with, he and his brother Charles in the Anglican church. And his father was an Anglican minister. His grandfather an Anglican minister. And he and his brother Charles came over here to the United States as missionaries to the Indians down in the state of Georgia. And they spent a year there. And according to Wesley's own words, were flat failures. Well, he just said his failures. I added the word flat. Amen. That's a colloquial expression in Texas and Oklahoma. And so, discouraged, they boarded a ship and went back to England. On their way back, on board ship, there were some people that they called them Moravians. And as Wesley said it, they taught us some of the deeper things of God. Well, now, in my opinion, this is strictly my thinking, I think that he and Charles just then got born again, didn't know the difference. So then Wesley got back to England, and he began to preach in the Anglican Church of the Church of England, and he began to preach some of these things, you know, that he's learned, and it didn't set well with him. They got up and throwed him out of the pulpit right in the middle of one of his sermons. And he said that, you know, they buried the dead in the churchyard in those days, that he got up on his father's tombstone in the churchyard and finished his sermon. But now Wesley made a statement that registered on me and that I've never forgotten. He said, "I have come to see that so many in the church," now he was talking about his own church, but it would be true concerning any church, you see, "so many in the church are not really saved." He said, "They only mentally," now listen to the difference, "they mentally agree." That's where I first heard that statement. Somebody made that statement, and I picked it up from him. Others call it mental assent, mental agreement. Well, now, mental agreement and mental assent looks and sounds so much like faith that many people can't tell the difference. But there is a vast difference. And faith is not mental agreement. And faith is not mental assent. Now, Wesley said, I see that so many in the church do not really have faith in God and in His Word and in Jesus Christ. They mentally agree that Christ is the Son of God. They mentally agree that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. They mentally agree that He was raised from the dead for our justification. But they go right on living just like they did. It doesn't change their life. He said, when you really believe with heart faith, it changes your life. Can you see what he's saying? When you really believe in your heart, with your heart, that Christ is the Son of God. When you really believe that He died for your sins according to the Scripture, that He's raised from the dead and your justification, it changes you. And it changes the way you live. Amen? Now, when I read that, then I said to myself, that's some folks are the same way when it comes to healing. They do not really believe in their hearts or with their heart. See, the Bible said, with the heart man believeth. Not the head. No, you know your heart's not your head. No. With the heart man believeth. And you see, when you really believe in your heart, it makes a difference.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m.
And then yeah, on Monday. Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes.
it's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is Summer Blitz for the teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that Summer Blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.